This is Twit.
HyperX, I got to say, HyperX is like a Kingston sub-brand. HyperX have been doing some fantastic mechanical keyboards, some good mice. I'm really impressed by the headsets, the gaming headsets they're creating, given the performance you're getting for the money you're investing is pretty fantastic. And I'm a little cranky about gaming headsets right now. Jeremy wrote this up, but the Hyper Savage XO USB SSD X or 10?
Yeah, I'm not sure, actually. It's probably X.
Let's call it X, because it is HyperX.
Yeah, given the HyperX thing, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're seeing external portable drives like this launch, although this one's probably not meant to be marketed more for portable. They're just looking for the people that want to hook an SSD up to their console. So, you know, you just need a sharp-looking product, especially if it's potentially going to be sitting next to the console and it's going to be like in your entertainment center, like right there in your living room. You kind of want the thing to be a little bit flashy, right? No LEDs or anything, but, you know, sharp-looking housing for the SSD. Now, this gets a little bit confusing. I was flipping through this review. We haven't tested this particular HyperX product yet, but there's usually this thing where USB 3 gets confusing because you don't know if it's Gen 1, Gen 2, 5 gigabit, 10 gigabit. Like, there's these different variants, even for with whether it's USB-C or not, like all these different things. And then to add that to the mix, you have all of these different ways of, in this case, trying to plug either a M.2 SATA or M.2 PCI Express SSD internally inside one of these external housings. And then there's also whatever chip they're using to convert from one to the other and to, you know, interface and make that translation. We did sort of a roundup piece a while back where we were testing one of the new Samsung SSD, and then we had a bunch of these other external, some fast, not so fast, or some not so fast, portable type SSDs. If you want to go some of these externals that have an NVMe SSD in them will try to directly link that NVMe part over Thunderbolt. Then you can get potentially the fastest connection to the system, but pretty much only going to work on laptops or a desktop if you have like special hardware in there. It's definitely not going to work on consoles. So the safer way to go is to stick with something that's going to convert to USB. If it has a really fast SSD internally, it needs to not be PCI Express as far as its link. It needs to be USB, some form of USB. So USB is much more graceful, being backwards compatible, that sort of thing. But flipping through the test for this particular part, it looked like it wasn't that fast. I thought it was advertised, I believe it was advertised as Gen 2 USB 3.1. Problem was pretty much all the sequentials and whatnot, they tended to be around 500 meg per second. Which kind of suggests that it was just going USB 3.1 Gen 1 speed, 5 gigabit per second. Because 5 gigabit per second is around the throughput that you would get for a serial ATA device, which is usually 6 gigabit per second. So it's around that 500 meg per second range. So if you see something performing like that, chances are that's, you know, it's kind of limited or held back by something. Maybe it's not negotiating at the faster speed, even though it's supposed to. Could be a cable issue. You know, there's all sorts of reasons that cause that to not go that fast. It seemed to me that should have went faster than it appeared to in their review. But I don't have any other data points to rely on, so I would just say, for the moment, it is what it is. Now, plugging it into a console, is that going to be enough performance? Absolutely. 500 meg per second, like a console, where is a console possibly going to be downloading a game faster than 500 meg per second from anywhere, unless you happen to have a 5 gigabit internet connection? And even then, I don't think the console can process the data that quickly. So, chances are not. It'd be fine. Especially if your system only has a SATA internal SSD, even if you don't plan on using this for gaming, which I know they're kind of marketing more towards gaming, but if you just wanted portable external SSD, as long as 500 meg per second is fast enough for you, then it'll be fine.